The Sockeye Fire forced evacuation of hundreds of sled dogs from Willow area kennels earlier this month, and now new fires have resulted in the movement of huskies from a remote kennel north of Fairbanks. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Yukon Quest champion Brent Sass remains at his wildfire-threatened compound in Eureka, but his dogs are safe in Fairbanks. The Baker and North Fork wildfires are burning in the Eureka area west of the Elliott Highway between mileposts 131 and 137. Dog handler Tim Muto says Sass was away working Tuesday as flames began advancing, and he had to scramble to get dog boxes on trucks and move the animals.
Luckily, I had a friend out there with me, and she was able to help. And then our friend Cody Straith, who's another musher, he's a Quest musher, he cruised out there on his four-wheeler and helped us load dogs, and he ended up driving one of the other trucks out.
Muto says the group of dogs trucked to a property Sass has in the Gulfstream Valley includes several young puppies.
Seven puppies that are now they're 4 days old, and we have four other puppies that are a month old, so probably 60 dogs total, something around there.
Muto says he's impressed with how all the dogs handled the hectic trip.
Yeah, it's a lot of energy and a lot of stuff going on for them, and for them to just kind of be able to relax in the box for the whole ride. And it was good. They helped make it smooth, too.
Muto says the dogs have settled in well in Fairbanks. He says he has no phone connection with Sass in Eureka, but suspects he's working to fire prep the property.
Knowing Brent, he's moving at a million miles an hour, doing half a million things at once, getting the job done.
Muto says the Eureka property has a creek and pond on site that can aid in firefighting. He adds that as of Wednesday, neighbors and fellow mushers Rick and Kelly Swenson plan to stay put in Eureka with about 20 dogs. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.